It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Reds lost to the New York Mets Friday night at Great American Ballpark. Final score 3-2. The Mets took the lead in this game when Fernando Cruz walked the bases loaded in the seventh inning, and then the go-ahead run scored on a fielder's choice. They added a run on a Jeff McNeil home run in the eighth. Cincinnati took an early lead when Spencer Steer homered in the bottom of the first, but then the offense just couldn't get the big hit. They left two on in the third, two more in the sixth. They left the bases loaded in the seventh. Cincinnati did score a run in the bottom of the ninth on a sac fly, but the tying run was stranded at third base. The lack of offense really wasted a good start by Hunter Green, who pitched six innings of three-hit, one-run baseball. Time to get some final thoughts on this game from Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, Ed. Well, Chris, tough one tonight. But when you look at this game, I still think you have to be happy with the way Hunter Green threw the ball, even though it ends up being a no decision.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Hunter Green threw the ball as well as we've seen him throw it in a long time, and he just looks like he's in command of his own body. And when you can throw the ball with his authority, you can be in command of the other team. And he was like that all night long. But I think from a macro standpoint, Tom, you got to think about, you know, winning this ball game. The Reds had many opportunities out there to come up with a big hit and really put this game away. And you get a team in town like the New York Mets that are really scuffling, and you let them kind of skate through and win a ball game in which your starter pitched an outstanding game. That's a disappointing outcome.
Well, I think you have to be upset with the way the Mets scored their runs today. All right, the home run by Jeff McNeil, fine, you write that off. The way they scored their first two runs, capitalizing on some walks and some miscues. In both of those innings where they got those first two runs, those innings could have been much worse. He could have also limited the damage to no runs allowed, probably, if you maybe attacked the strike zone more aggressively.
Yeah, I think, and the other thing I think you have to remember is that it's still cold. I mean, the temperature was in the mid to low 40s here tonight. These are not the kind of games and temperatures that are conducive to high-scoring games, a lot of offense. So you're going to see some pitching duels, some low-scoring games, as long as the weather stays cool. But you got to figure out a way to play, you know, really solid defense and also make sure that you don't give the other team opportunities by base on balls.
Reds were 0 for 11 tonight with runners in scoring position. That certainly didn't help things either.
Well, they must have had a horseshoe in their back pocket.
Reds come up short tonight. 3-2, Mets come away victorious. We'll try it again tomorrow night. Yid?
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds lost to the Mets on Friday night, 3-2 the final score, and now to the highlights. The Reds got on the board first on Friday. Jonathan India flew out to begin the bottom of the first inning, but Spencer Steer put the Reds in front with one swing of the bat.
Quintana's payoff pitch to Steer. This ball's cranked to left field, well hit and hit a ton. Back it goes, and it is gone. Spencer Steer drives one out of here to left to get the Reds on the board. It is 1-0.
The Reds put a couple of runners on in the third, one more in the fourth, but couldn't score. Meanwhile, Hunter Green was dealing early in this game. He hit the first batter of the ballgame, and with two outs in the first inning, gave up a base hit. But then he proceeded to retire the next 10 Mets he faced, and through four innings, had six strikeouts. That changed somewhat in the top of the fifth. He walked the first batter, then with one out, he gave up a base hit and hit another batter to load the bases. Francisco Lindor then got New York's first run home.
The 1-1. And Lindor skies this one high into the air to center field. It's to right center, and it'll be Fairchild to make the catch. Tagging at third and coming home to score the tying run is Tyrone Taylor. On the sac fly to right center by Francisco Lindor.
In the bottom of the fifth, Luke Maley and Jonathan India both singled to begin the inning. Next up was Spencer Steer, and the Reds were probably robbed of a run.
Here's the 1-1. Steer rips a line drive, diving catch at third by Beatty. Both runners scramble back, but what a play there by Beatty. Possibly a run-saving play on a bullet to his left, but he lays out to make the catch, robbing Steer at the very least of a hit.
CES then flew out to center field, and Jamer Candelario grounded out to end the threat. Green came back out for the top of the sixth. He gave up a one-out single but kept the Mets off the board. That was the end of the day for Hunter Green, and he was really good. Six innings, three hits, one run earned, one walk, six strikeouts, two hit batters, 99 pitches, 71 of those for strikes. The Reds put two runners on base in the bottom of the sixth, but they couldn't score. Fernando Cruz took over on the mound for Cincinnati in the top of the seventh. He struck out the first batter he faced, but then walked three straight to load the bases. Pete Alonso then got a run home, thanks in part to some shaky defense.
Here's a 1-1 to Pete Alonso. Swung on, that's a ground ball up the middle. Fielded by Ellie De La Cruz, backhand to second base. That's the only one they're going to get. That'll push a run across as Harrison Bader will score on the fielder's choice. Alonso hit that ball right up the middle, fielded by Ellie De La Cruz, who caught it way behind the second base bag, a little bit off balance. He backhanded it to second base, and I thought they called him out at second.
Jonathan India led off the bottom of the seventh with a base hit. Spencer Steer struck out and CES lined out, but Candelario doubled to right, moving India to third. Brooks Raley took over on the mound. He walked Tyler Stevenson to load the bases, but Ellie De La Cruz took a called third strike to end the inning. Emilio Pagan came on to pitch the eighth. He retired the first two batters he faced, but then he had to face Jeff McNeil.
Jeff McNeil is 0 for 3 tonight, and he lifts this one high in the air and deep to right, and it is gone. Well, McNeil, one of those guys that hasn't hit well. That's just his second hit of the year, but it's his first home run of the year. And that is a solo shot, and that is an awfully large Mets insurance run. It is 3-1 New York.
Edwin Diaz came on to pitch the bottom of the ninth for New York. India reached on a fielding error by Diaz. Spencer Steer walked. Bubba Thompson came on to pinch run. CES grounded out to shortstop. Candelario then got the second Reds run home.
One out. Jamer Candelario at the plate, the pitch. Swung on and lifted high into the air to right. Should be deep enough to score India. Under it, Marte. Over from center instead, Bader makes the catch. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's cut off. India scores. Thompson stays at second. They will appeal to third, but he didn't leave early. So the Reds get one back. It is now 3-2 Mets.
Thompson moved to third base on a wild pitch, but Drake Fraley struck out to end the ballgame. Reds lose it 3-2. Here are the totals for New York. Three runs, four hits, two errors, eight left. Cincinnati, two runs, seven hits, one error. They stranded 12. They also were 0 for 11 with runners in scoring position tonight. Winning pitcher was Smith, 1-0. Cruz, the loser, 0-1. Diaz, save number one. Home runs in the game, McNeil number one for New York, Steer number two for the Reds. 2 hours and 58 minutes, 16,620 on hand at Great American Ballpark. Time to hear from Reds starter Hunter Green.
Felt great. I feel like I made pitch as well, and Luke caught a great game. I feel like I was able to execute and get ahead and put guys away when I needed to. Yeah, I mean, it was a great pitch. It was a fastball right on the corner inside, and just happened to get him. But I thought it was a fantastic pitch, and was very happy with my execution. And once the ball leaves my hands, I can't really control it.
You mentioned the mindset, like kind of cliche, but is that just the key to filling up the zone and pitching aggressive and doing all the things?
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching a lot of games and other pitchers who have a lot of success and. Those guys, they get ahead, they feel the zone. Obviously, watching Frankie in his last two starts and listening to him speak, while we've been on the bench and the conversations that we've had, a lot of his success has been getting ahead and competing in the zone and then putting guys away when he needs to. So, I've been trying to watch his games a lot and pay attention to him closely. And, it's a great dude to watch and to kind of replicate the game after when he's getting ahead and throwing balls in the zone. Just off the top of my head, I watched Roman's game earlier today before coming to the field, and he's always been great with that, and just seeing how he gets ahead and then putting guys away, whether it's early contact or obviously he's not a big strikeout guy, but he gets ahead very early and then gets weak contact, and you know, trying to get deeper into games myself. That's the only way I'm going to be able to do that is by throwing strikes and trying to put guys away as soon as possible. So I'm really trying hard to do that this year and in the future as well.
Saturday afternoon, it's game two of this three-game series. Right-hander Nick Martinez goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He has no record in a 5.40 ERA after one start. Right-hander Luis Severino will pitch for New York. He's 0-1, his ERA 5.40. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 3:40. First pitch is scheduled for 4:10. And once again, the final score on Friday night, the Mets knock off the Reds 3-2. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.